This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cox, lock. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs with us, live in Australia. Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about during this hour?
Okay, what I would really, really love to talk about during this hour is, you know, oh my gosh, the whole thing of how these people who want to say that they're our government, okay, it seems as if they've got a deliberate plan to, in this country anyway, I don't know what it's like in the US, if anyone wants to try and get ahead in any way, that they have got a plan to somehow sabotage what we're doing. And all that we're doing is trying to survive, trying to generate an income, trying to have some sort of an idea to prosper ourselves, to have a farm, to do this, to do that. Like, for instance, I have a friend of mine, and my friend is a goat farmer, okay? He has maybe about just under 30 acres of land, and he has goats. And what used to happen was this, okay? He would get people coming to his place. Usually these people were from Asia or from the Middle East, from Lebanon, you know, or various parts of the world like that, okay? People from Asia and the Middle East, they want to buy their meat fresh. They want to buy their meat on the hoof, okay? So what he would do is he used to sell the animals to them alive, okay? And then somebody told him of how it usually is that people from that part of the world slaughter their livestock, and he wasn't happy about it because, you know, this is nothing against the people who live in Asia or in the Middle East, but they're not very quick with slaughtering their livestock, and that's just a fact of it, okay? And when he heard that, he said, right, that's it, I'm going to, you know, do something about that, okay? And so he made sure that when the animals left his property, they were no longer on the hoof. Okay, and my friend is going to remain nameless, but that's the reason why he did what he did, because he was somebody who had been around goats his whole life, and he knew how to slaughter an animal quickly so that it lost consciousness within seconds. And so that it was, you know, that it was fully dead within just a few minutes. Okay, that means stopped kicking. Now, I should you know, I should have warned people, but, you know, we do discuss this sort of topic on this show from time to time, like slaughtering livestock, how to do it humanely, okay? And there is a certain way that you do it. But anyway, he was doing that, and do you know something? Somebody notified the Department of Agriculture about his farming enterprise. And he was given a warning that he was not allowed to do this anymore. And that if he continued to do this, that he would be fined. Okay? And because of that, this man, who is an older man, he's now lost his livelihood. And he has a paddock full of livestock that basically he can't do anything with. And I was on the phone to him the other day, and he said, listen, meat is so expensive. And I said to him, look, you've got a paddock full of goats. Go and round them up and fill up your freezer. And you know what he said? He said, I don't know why I didn't think of that before. Thank you so much. I said, listen, if you need to, I'll even come around and help with the butchering, because I know how to butcher livestock, you know, and I know how to humanely slaughter, and I know how to butcher livestock. But they are shutting down everybody in this state at every turn, especially with regards to the rearing and sale and slaughter of livestock. And, you know, it's not like they have a problem with you slaughtering livestock at home, because he said to this Department of Agriculture guy, he says, well, what am I supposed to do if I want to slaughter livestock for myself? The Agriculture Department guy said, oh, we don't have a problem with that. You're just not allowed to sell the meat. And he said, that's crazy. You know, it really doesn't matter. And I said, I agreed with my friend. I said, that's crazy that you're not allowed under their rules to do that. And, of course, you know why that is. They want the meat to get sent through their system so that they can collect their pound of flesh off of the top of it. Because, you know, it costs you money to send your beast to an abattoir. And not only that, you've got to have their microchip, or the abattoir won't take it. They need to have the microchip in the animal to process it through their system. And they charge you for every animal that they kill. And if you're a farmer, if you've been slaughtering livestock your whole life, all that you really need to slaughter an animal is a really, really, really sharp carving knife out of your kitchen. Very, very sharp. And if you want me to go into how you should do it humanely, I'm happy to do that now.
Say what?
But otherwise,
let's not do that on this show.
Yeah, I won't do that. But if anyone wants to research how to do that, the information's available online.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an example of how they're shutting down farmers. And then you've got to have the trailer to be able to send your beef to the slaughterhouse. And then the police and the roads department want the registration on the trailer and in the tractor to tow the trailer. Mm-hmm. And in this state, that's $2,000 for the tractor and it's $2,000 for the trailer. And these are big 18-wheeler stock trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, same thing in the United States. Let me give you another example.
The whole thing.
You're talking about impediments to the little guy earning a living and being self-sufficient. Here in our neck of the woods in Missouri, we buy things for the farm. And when we buy them, we have to remind the people where we have accounts to buy these things that these items are tax exempt. So, for example, if we buy fence wire, that's temporary. It's tax exempt. If we buy fence gates, they are, if they consider, if the government considers them permanent, they're taxed with sales tax. But if they're temporary, they're tax exempt. So we have to tell them whether they're permanent or temporary. You know, when we buy things. So we buy engine motor oil for diesel engines, and we tell them, okay, these 10 or 20 cases of 3 or 4 gallons of engine oil are diesel engine oil. It's tax exempt. They go, okay, okay. So they don't put tax on it, which is what they should do. They should not put tax on it. If we buy, right next to that, we buy right off the shelf or off the pallet, we buy cases of engine oil that can be used in a gasoline engine, they refuse to take the tax off it. And their logic is, and their logic comes from the state government corporation, their logic is, well, you could use this on your car, and you must pay sales tax. I go, hold it. There are all kinds of pieces of equipment on our farm that are farm equipment that are gasoline-powered. And I'd like to buy gasoline engine oil for them, and I should not have to pay tax. But, yeah, well, the government says, the government corporation says that you will have to pay tax because you could use that engine oil.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how
yep.
bad it's gotten. So
they want to squeeze every cent that they can out of you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
They do.
But it seems to me particularly, because I've really studied how the maze of red tape operates around here anyway. They want meat to be expensive, and they don't want people to be able to source their own supply of meat or raw milk or eggs. And I've been thinking about this, and I think I've figured out why. Would you like to know
why it
is
yeah.
that meat and eggs and raw milk are so heavily restricted? Okay. There is a trend on the internet at the moment for people, and it's a bit of a trendy thing, so it's not likely to be many people in the community that would listen to this radio show, but it's called veganism, okay? And they believe that you should not have animal products as any part of your diet. And I would really, really love to discuss this in the next segment, because it's really, really important, and I think that it's actually being pushed by the government, and I think that it's the reason behind a lot of this red tape.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Veganism. What if you're talking about how the government corporations are pushing veganism because they don't want us to consume meat? Please continue.
That's right. Yep. Meat here in this country is starting to get really, really, really expensive. And it seems to have been a bit of a spike lately. I'm talking about in the last month or so. Bacon, for instance, used to be $12 a kilo, okay? And it was $12 a kilo for basically as long as I could remember. 2 weeks ago, I went to buy a kilo of bacon, which is usually goes into the shopping trolley, and they wanted $20 for a kilo of bacon. And I said, "Bah, out! That's really, really expensive." And they said, "Oh, well, that's just how it is." And I didn't buy any bacon, needless to say. And I bought other types of meat instead. But the thing is, if I don't get meat to eat, I become extremely ill with anemia-type symptoms. But that's me, and there's a reason for that. It's because I've had blood problems in the past, and I've had liver problems in the past, and that's given me a tendency to You know, I've got to be careful to ensure that I consume enough meat to avoid that. But the reason why the government wants to push veganism, there's a few reasons. LDL cholesterol can only be effectively gained from animal fat. And LDL cholesterol is the good cholesterol, okay? We need LDL cholesterol because it basically forms the insulation coating around all of our nerve fibers, all through our body and especially in our brains, okay? And if you have an LDL deficiency, then you will end up with Alzheimer's type symptoms and nervous system disorders of various types, okay? You need LDL cholesterol for your health, for the health, especially for the health of your nervous system. And if you're on a vegan diet, you will begin to suffer from LDL deficiency because you're not getting animal fat. And you can source LDL through milk, full cream milk, and eggs, okay? So you don't have to eat meat to get LDL. But if you're not either taking full cream milk or eggs or animal fat, that is, meat with the fat on, actually eating the fat from the meat, okay? So fatty meat, then you will have an LDL deficiency. That's reason number one. Veganism quite literally makes people stupid. It's not anything against the people. It's a biological fact. And if you go onto the internet and you research and you look at videos of vegan people, of people who have been vegans for 2, 5, or 10 years or whatever, and you look at them, they're thin. They look almost anorexic, and they can't see that there's anything wrong with them. And they're stupid. Their reasoning and logic processes go out the window. If you look at people who have been vegan for maybe a year or 2 or 3 years, that process hasn't started to kick in yet. And you can often see the intelligence that's there with them. Like I say, it's the long-term effects of veganism. It destroys the LDL cholesterol system. But there's actually more to it than that. Are we going into another ad break?
Yeah, we're going into bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements. And then we have two more segments.
There's more to this.
Yeah.
And I'd like to continue it after the news.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Muslims angrily protesting in the streets of Pakistan today. that after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturns a Christian woman's conviction for blasphemy against Islam, the mother of four had been on death row for 8 years and became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. But again, her conviction was overturned on Wednesday by Pakistan's highest court. President Trump insisting that birthright citizenship will be ended one way or another, tweeting this morning that, quote, many legal scholars agree that birthright citizenship is not covered by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
We've been here before. Let's act like it.
The Boston Police Commissioner is speaking there to revelers who are starting to celebrate Red Sox World Series victory with a parade at this hour, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've
got
your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
When is wise in Australia? And CenturyLink is late. I'm looking at the atomic clock. They said we'd be up by 10:32. It's 10:34. We're still not up with the internet. So, class, as an aside, I don't think you can depend on much that you don't do for yourself. You can't depend on that store being open. You can't depend on the electricity coming through the power lines. You can't depend on your phone service. And let me just divert for just a second. We decided that we wanted to buy some oil filters in bulk for our son's business. So my son did some research, I did some research, and there's some popular oil filter numbers, if you want. I want to call them that. That would be the particular size, shape, designation for popular trucks in our neck of the woods. And there's a Chevrolet V8 that's really popular around here. And my son thought, you know, instead of buying just a few oil filters, he ought to buy a case of them. So he looked on the Internet. I looked on the Internet. And we're looking at, you know, the best brands and what the best price, you know, delivered to the farm for his use in his automotive shop would be. And he talked with AutoZone. And he said he wanted an AC Delco brand, PF 61E. Now, that's a larger filter for, it fits a, you know, common Chevrolet V8 engine. It's a little larger in capacity than the tiny one that you would typically buy, but it's a common filter. And so he said, okay, I'd like to get 12 of them if you've got 12. The salesperson that he deals with all the time said, it'd take me a few days to get them. And what happened was they had to source them. They got all of the AC PF61E oil filters from all of the stores in Springfield, Missouri. So my son bought the entire supply of oil filters in Springfield, Missouri, all of them, because the AutoZone, I mean, there are a lot of AutoZone stores in Springfield. They're scattered all over the city. But he negotiated a price. They said, all right, we'll get them for you. We'll get them all the ones that you want. And it took the entire inventory of every store for this one particular model, and it's common. So the point I'm trying to make is inventory is thin. Really thin. Can you imagine going into an auto parts store and saying, I'll tell you what, may I buy a case of oil filters? They go, not today. We'll have to get them for you. How about six? No. I talked to Fram corporate headquarters, and I had a problem with one of the oil filters that we had. And they said, well, how many do you have? I said, 47. They said, you have 47 of that one particular size? I said, yeah, 47 of them. And they said, you know, that's more oil filters than an auto parts store would have. Oh, okay. Well, and why would I do that? Because I want to be prepared. But
you don't want to run out anytime soon.
The point is that we just assume that there's inventory in stores for the things that we'd like to buy. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. And if you just...
It ain't necessarily so.
Yeah, and if you relate that to Sears, the reason that Sears, Roebuck and Company, does not have refrigerators, freezers, microwave ovens, washers, dryers in stock. I mean, you look at the floor model and you go, okay, can I buy one like that? I got my truck over here, my pickup truck, and we just... Can you get it out of, the shipping department and just have them loaded on my truck? No. Why? Because Sears has so little cash that and they were headed toward bankruptcy, that the appliance manufacturers...
Well, they're basically running a drop shipping business.
Yeah. Yeah. The appliance manufacturers didn't trust Sears to pay up. So they said, okay, if you want appliances, you'll have to prepay for them. So Sears would have to prepay for the appliances from the manufacturer. That's why they didn't have them in the store. I mean, they had them for the showrooms, but that's it.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So they just had the display models.
Right. Now, if it was a scratch-and-dent model, you know, someone ran into it with a forklift and, you know, dinged it up, the manager of the department may say, I'll tell you what, let's sell that one off the floor. you know, we'll take, you know, some percentage off. Let me, one other story, and then we'll get into back into veganism. You can't trust, I'm telling you that you can't necessarily trust the authorities. Let me give you an example. This relates to Australia. I am in the studio, I have two coins. One of them is an Australian coin. It's in one of those plastic holders, and it is an NGC certified coin. It's got the hologram. It's in the welded plastic case. And if you look at it, you'd say, well, that's a, you know, that's a little more valuable than a raw coin because it's in the plastic holder. It's been certified by the experts. And the label on the coin embedded in the plastic, that you can't access these labels. You can't switch them. They've got a hologram on both sides. You can't, you have to break the case, destroy the case to get the coin out. All right. So it's in the holder, a standardized size holder. It says 2004 Australia $1 Kangaroo MS68. That's the grading of it. Perfect. It's beautiful. MS68 Australian Kangaroo. It's a 1 ounce.
Is that
silver.
The gold coin?
It's a, no, it's a silver coin. It's not silver.
So it's not the uncirculated nickel silver type.
No,
this
is
coin.
This is 999.
Or is it the pure gold?
No, this is silver. It's 999 pure silver. Okay, it's 1 ounce.
Okay, that's right. I know the one you're talking about. I used to have a coin shop.
Okay. In the holder.
I'm full of surprises, aren't I?
Yeah. In the holder is a different coin. It's a kookaburra. It's an Australian coin, but it's not a kangaroo. The label certified by the experts say it's a kangaroo. It's a kookaburra. Now, they're both 1 ounce.
Well, somebody swapped it out.
Well, I think they just made a mistake.
They're very, very different coins.
Absolutely. What I'm saying is that...
And you can actually get those little cases open.
Yes, you can.
So
you have to break them.
Not necessarily. If you get the edge of a knife in, you can actually flip them open.
Okay.
I've done that many times.
This one is not damaged. This one is a mistake by the Numismatic Guarantee Corporation, NGC. And they're the official grading service of ANA and PNG. So these are the, you know, the big guns in coin grading. Now, I've got another one in my hand as well. Now, this one is the same size holder, plastic holder, and it's a 1936 F German 5 mark, and it says MS62 is the grade. It's got a serial number, barcode, hologram, and it says 1936 F Germany 5 mark, no swastika. There's a von Hindenburg is on one side, flip it over, and on the other side there's a huge swastika. Now, what I'm saying is, how can they make a mistake that says no swastika on the label? You turn it over, and there's a huge swastika. They're different coins. However, the authorities, or the experts, I should say, make mistakes. So keep in mind, even certification. This is not just a coin dealer saying, you know, this is a specific coin. This is the certifying company that says, this is exactly what it is, and we stand behind it. So my son called him up and said, yo, what's up? They said, yeah, it happens. It happens. That's the quote. NGC said, it happened. Now, that is tantamount to what you said when you were talking about $20 for a kilo of bacon, and you said, wow, this is really expensive. And they said, that's how it is. That's how it is. Okay? Well, NGC says, it happens. So mistakes happen.
Yep,
so you can't, I mean, I guess the upshot of what I'm trying to say is you just can't take the expert's opinion as gospel. You have to learn and know for yourself.
That's that is absolutely the truth, you know, because otherwise the experts, you know, and it even goes to things like legal advice. In the past, I have received advice from lawyers And they got really frustrated at me because I wouldn't take their advice. But I could see that their legal advice was going to get me into even more trouble than I was already in at the time, you know, and put me in even more danger than I already was at the time. And I didn't take their advice. And because I didn't take their advice, I'm still out and about in the universe, walking around. I have my farm, I have my children, and so on and so forth, which I would have none of it if I'd actually taken their advice. And I believe that that was malicious advice at the time, you know, that they were in the same club as the people who were harassing me, and that they deliberately wanted to shut me down at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to get back to the veganism thing, because there's another point I believe really, really needs to be made of the reason why the people who want to think that they rule us want us to stop eating meat and stop eating eggs, and stop drinking milk. And I don't know how close we are to the ads, Vincent, is the only thing.
No, go ahead. You've got some time. Go ahead. The rest of the broadcast
is
for this topic.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, maybe I better wait until the other side of the ad, and then I'll give the whole segment to this.
Okay. Sounds great.
I think that's going to be better.
And the tie-in, the connecting the dots about these coins, is the experts are telling us this is what the coins are and they're wrong, and the same thing is happening with the experts in veganism.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Go Berkey.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth was a stay up late in Australia. Gwyneth, veganism, please continue.
Yeah, the other reason why I believe that the government does not want people to be meat eaters is this. If you're a meat eater, somewhere along the line you have to deal psychologically with the fact that some other creature has had to die so that you can eat, either directly or indirectly. And what that does is, in your psyche, it makes you a little bit ruthless. And they do not want us being ruthless at all. They want us to be completely passive as human beings, okay? They want us to be prey. They want us to be herbivores, because herbivores make better victims for them. Because it's like this. For example, I have what in the United States you would call a farm pond. Here we call it a dam. Okay? It's the same thing. And in this pond or in this dam, I have what you would call crawfish or freshwater crayfish. And the day that we moved in here, I introduced them to the dam, and now there's thousands of them in there, okay? And I have crawfish traps permanently set up in the dam. Every day I get crawfish out of the dam, and that's part of my protein that I eat, is the crawfish that I get out of the dam. And before I eat these crawfish, I have to kill them. And, you know, I look at them and they're, you know, wriggling around, and they, You know, they, I really don't like to go and kill them before I put them in the fry pan and fry them up and eat them, but I have to do that, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, cook them alive, but I think that really is inhumane. And so I kill them before I put them in the pan. That's, you know, that's the sort of thing of a little bit ruthless. That's what I'm talking about. And I have, you know, one of the animals that I farm, I haven't had them for a number of years, but I'm getting back into them, is goats, okay? And I would rather milk goats than slaughter them. But I will slaughter them if I have to. But I would rather keep them for their milk, because I'm ultimately quite a humane person. But if you're a goat farmer, you have to be, or if you're a beef farmer, or if you farm any sort of livestock, you have to deal with the fact that sooner or later some of them have to be slaughtered, either by yourself, or you're going to load them onto a truck and send them off to a slaughterhouse, and the slaughterhouse is going to do it for you. But you have to deal with the fact that if you're going to be a farmer, then sooner or later some of those animals are going to get slaughtered. And that you have to, in your heart, become a little bit ruthless to do that. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
Well, absolutely it does. But if you think about it, there are people who would go to a restaurant and order lobster, which is the big brother of that crayfish. Right?
Yeah.
And they
do boil them alive in the restaurants.
Right.
They get them out of the tank. They don't kill them before they chuck them into the pot of boiling water.
Right. And the people who order those are removed from the process of killing that lobster. So
yeah.
It's a little more pleasant. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
I'm sure that the man in your life is not a pansy. I'm sure the man in your life is a real man. And I got to tell you.
He is. He absolutely is.
Yes.
Yep.
And you want him to be a real man, right?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't put up with anything otherwise.
Yeah, and neither would Mrs. Finelli. And that's just the way it is.
Yep.
But yet society is being taught that, you know, ladies, you need to have a pansy, you know? Yeah. Because real men are,
no.
I guess, are dangerous. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us today.
Have a great day, won't you?
You too.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.